We're celebrating Women's History Month at KUVO this hour by noting the contributions of Panonica Rothschild de Königswarter. The documentary on her contribution to jazz is called The Jazz Baroness, and our reviewer is Dr. Matthew Goldwasser. Welcome back to the studio, man.
Great, thank you.
Hey, jazz on film. When, how did this banking heiress, this real-life baroness, discover jazz in the first place?
It came through her brother, who was a personal courier from Winston Churchill to Franklin Roosevelt. And during his many trips back and forth to the States, he struck up a friendship and ultimately piano lessons from Teddy Wilson, who became the Baroness's friend. And she played, he played her a copy of, a brand new copy of Around Midnight that so knocked her out. She listened to it 20 times in a row, missed her plane, and began this lifetime affection for Thelonious Monk and for jazz.
Yeah, lifetime affection, because for the rest of her life, she was really central to the New York City jazz community.
She met Monk in Paris in 52. Mary Lou Williams introduced them. And from 52 on to his death, they were hardly ever apart. And she was an absolute fixture in all of the New York City jazz clubs in Harlem and elsewhere.
Sounds scandalous. We have a clip from this 2008 documentary, The Jazz Baroness, produced by Hannah Rothschild. It's T.S. Monk, Thelonious' son, on his recollections of The Jazz Baroness.
I would be hanging with Nika, and we would get in the car. She'd say, come on, let's go in the car. We have to go somewhere. And I can't tell you how many mercy missions, just short of ambulatory in their nature, to save musicians' lives in every way you can imagine. Whether we were going to a pawn shop to retrieve a guy's instrument, or going to buy groceries because so-and-so didn't have food, or going to a rent office to pay somebody's rent because they were about to be thrown on the street, or going to the hospital to visit somebody because they didn't have anybody else to visit them. You know, or going to help somebody get some food because they just had their girlfriend just had a baby. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's so many different kinds of things. Every aspect of human existence that I saw musicians deal with, I saw them lean on Nika, and I saw Nika respond.
I never sorted out the role of freedom fighter. But once I got here, I did see that an awful lot of help was needed. And, well, I couldn't just stand by and watch.
The voice you hear there speaking Nika's words is Helen Mirren reading from a number of her rare letters that are part of this film.
Helen Mirren, the voice of of Nika.
The Baroness, yes.
The Baroness in this production. Quite alive. She was involved in that way, that tangible way, as T.S. Monk described, with lots of jazz artists. But when Charlie Parker died in her hotel suite, that changed some things.
Yeah, I mean, Parker came to her hotel room too sick to travel to Boston, and she used her own family doctor to try to get him well. He refused to go in the hospital, and 2 days after being there, he passed away. And the New York tabloids just had a field day with the headlines, ultimately forcing her out of that hotel and into another one called the Bolivar, which figures in a number of Monk compositions.
But throughout this documentary, the players are talking about hanging out at Nika's apartment and driving around in her Bentley till all hours of the night. She was really in the community. She wasn't an outsider.
She was indeed. And she, I think, paid some prices for that. I mean, this was still during some strong segregation era, and there was a lot of consternation about what's this white woman doing hanging out with these black men.
The documentary as film, produced by Hannah Rothschild, I think niece of Nika.
Her grandniece,
Her grandniece. How does the documentary hold up as a story, as narrative?
It's absolutely fascinating. We don't have enough time to go into the rich detail there, but anyone who's interested in jazz history and in social history will really enjoy this. And there are plenty of remembrances, first-person remembrances from musicians such as Chico Hamilton, Archie Shepp, Sonny Rollins, the list goes on and on. And our listeners might be interested to know that there are over 20 compositions composed and dedicated to Nika.
You know, and in other jazz films, if you will, in terms of life stories, Nika's been always been present in one way or the other in a lot of different films. Obviously, the movie Bird, right. She was in that film.
That was her last public appearance. Actually, yeah. Was the opening of that film in New York.
The film is called The Jazz Baroness. It's a documentary produced by Hannah Rothschild about her great aunt, Nika Rothschild, De Königsworter. And the impact of her on jazz, really quite astounding for Women's History Month. Great selection this month, Matthew.
Yeah, please go out and check this film out. You'll be really happy you did.
We'll post a link to this and to another book by Nika as well, called Three Wishes. You'll enjoy that as well. Music.
Gigi Grice doing, what is the title?
Nika's Tempo. Thank you, Matthew.